Experience a full mind, body, and spirit approach to living your best life. Learn how to achieve optimal health, wealth, and happiness. This is your journey to wellness and abundance. You are listening to Mind Over Matters with your host, Dr. Amy Harris Nguyen of the Center for Integrative and Functional Health and Wellness.
Hey everyone, welcome to the show. I'm your host, Dr. Amy Harris Nguyen. I am a double board certified integrative and interventional clinical psychologist with a postgraduate specialization in functional medicine. I'm also a best-selling author, speaker, as well as the director for the Center for Integrative and Functional Health and Wellness here in Bloomingdale, Illinois. So it's my great pleasure to bring you these shows. I want to thank you all for your support here on this great station and now and over the past several years as well. As you know, the goal of the show is to get you thinking about how powerful your mind is and what you can do right now to change your life for the better. So this show, Mind Over Matters, is going to challenge you to think differently about the health of your relationships, your physical health, your mental, emotional health, even your financial health. All of these areas can be dramatically improved by taking a more holistic approach to your life. So looking at the overall picture of your life, seeing what areas you'd like to, you know, grow or enhance, and then taking a very practical stepwise progression towards, you know, making progress on those goals. So I'm here to educate and empower you to live a life by design, a life on purpose and with passion, and of course, positive results. So to that end, I want to ask, with regards to your physical health, are you someone that's suffering with gut health issues? Because if so, you're definitely not alone. Millions of Americans are now dealing with a whole host of complex gut health issues, thanks in part to the poor quality, profit-driven foods that are, you know, continually being marketed to us and our acceptance of the standard American diet. And very often, even when we do a really good job cleaning up our eating habits, you can still be plagued with digestive issues. That's because our gut, in fact, our whole digestive tract, from what they call the rooter to the tutor, can still have fundamental imbalances or even damage that's gone undiagnosed or has not been treated adequately. In many cases, you know, where only the symptom was being treated, as is often the case with a traditional or corporate medical model, while the underlying root cause was left to progress. So, on this episode, I'm excited to share with you another fascinating expose on your gut and gut health by, of course, my favorite functional medicine author, Mo Perry. She and I will explain a functional medicine framework that she says will help simplify the process of diagnosing and treating complex digestive disorders. We'll explore digestion on a macro level, followed by an understanding of what's often called intestinal permeability. We'll talk about the importance of your gut microbiome and its role in immunity and inflammation and how all of this affects your brain and your nervous system as well. Of course, I'll share some of my own clinical and personal experiences with you in an effort to tie it together and bring it home so you can finally reclaim your gut health and take back your life. So welcome to this week's show titled Your Best Friend, Your Gut, right? Our gut is our second brain, as they say. So Mo starts the article talking about digging in. Again, it's that functional medicine framework that can help simplify the process of diagnosing and treating those complex digestive disorders. I love that she, you know, always starts her research and her writing with a clinical vignette. So it starts, John Minot was out of options. At 30 years old, he had suffered from recurrent diarrhea, urgency, and intermittent rectal bleeding since his sophomore year of college. A 2008 colonoscopy revealed that he had ulcerative colitis. During the intervening years, Minot treated his symptoms with nearly every conventional medicine option. Steroids helped at first, but required progressively stronger doses with diminishing effects. Other more potent medications either didn't work or came with debilitating side effects, including flu-like symptoms and malaise. So Minot, feeling disappointed in the care he had received, halted all of his meds, and yet his suffering persisted. Okay, so No surprise there. Not usually one to pursue alternative treatments, Minot felt he had no other choice. So in 2015, he went to see Dr. Robert Rountree, MD, an integrative medicine practitioner based in Boulder, Colorado. Luckily, Rountree, who shared Minot's case study in a presentation at the 2023 Integrative Healthcare Symposium, had a tool many conventional practitioners didn't, an interest in the root cause of Minot's chronic gastrointestinal distress. He suspected it went far beyond ulcerative colitis. I'm just going to interject here. And, you know, when they talk about Dr. Rountree's interest in, getting to the root cause of the disease or symptom or illness, that is not something that traditional or corporate medicine focuses on. I know you've heard me say this on other shows, but that's not the medical model that is practiced here in the U.S. Our medical model is focused on disease management, and it's very symptom-based. So it's about, looking at a symptom or a constellation of symptoms and matching that symptom or symptoms to a medication or a procedure and a surgery. So we've got a disease management system here in the States, not a functional medicine approach. So Dr. Rountree is one of, many, cutting edge physicians in my professional and personal opinion, who's focusing on addressing the root cause. I know that's something we specialize here, at the Center for Integrative and Functional Health and Wellness, and more doctors are going beyond their traditional medical training to get additional training and certification in functional medicine. So that's something I'm going to encourage all of you to do if you've got any kind of chronic condition, is seek out a really good, very experienced and qualified functional medicine doc. The article goes on to say, to create the best treatment protocol for Minot, Dr. Rountree used a diagnostic framework with the acronym DIGIN, D-I-G-I-N. It stands for digestion, intestinal permeability, gut microbiota, inflammation immunity, and the nervous system. Functional medicine providers like Rountree believe the root cause of almost every GI disturbance can be traced to one or more of these areas. And once the origin of someone's symptom has been identified, even symptoms as complicated as Minot's, sustained relief becomes possible, even if it doesn't happen overnight. So in the article, they're using the phrase sustained relief. That's because, we're not allowed to use words like cure. So we'll often talk about sustained relief or lasting relief or significant improvement or remission. I want to address that too. Oftentimes people have been struggling with chronic conditions for years and years, even taking a functional medicine approach where you're identifying the root cause of the disease or the illness or the symptom. It can take a while to completely reverse the damage or reestablish, balance within the GI tract. So, again, if you haven't, sought out a functional medicine provider, I'm going to recommend you go on to ifm.org. It stands for Institute of Functional Medicine.org. Or, certainly you can do a local Google search for functional medicine doctors near you. I know we've got a couple of physicians on staff that practice functional medicine. And, if you're someone struggling with a chronic condition, in this case, we're obviously talking about GI problems, but it could be a stubborn or chronic autoimmune condition. It could be a thyroid condition. It could be diabetes. It could be neuropathy. It could be chronic pain. Highly recommend that you seek out a functional medicine provider because they're focused on identifying the root cause and then successfully treating that. It's like, symptoms in our body are like the check engine light in your car. If you're only turning off the check engine light, like medications do, they turn off your symptoms, then that underlying dysfunction, whether it be in your car's engine or your body, is going to continue to progress. So you need to get to a really good mechanic who's going to lift the hood, diagnose the problem, and then fix it, and or a really good functional medicine doctor that's going to look under the proverbial hood, diagnose it, and then start working to address where the dysfunction is emanating from. Stick around. We'll be right back. You're listening to Mind Over Matters. I'm your host, Dr. Amy Harris-Nguyen.
The Center for Integrative and Functional Health and Wellness's clinically proven treatments repair and regenerate damaged tissue, restoring normal function.
The procedures were easy, comfortable, and left me feeling pain-free. I can dance, run, and jump again if I want to.
3 decades of pain in my back and neck injuries I suffered in active duty. The doctor has me nearly 100% pain-free now, and I never thought that was possible.
Trust the thousands who got their life back. Book an appointment today.
Do you or a loved one suffer from depression and medications just aren't working? Or the debilitating side effects associated with most antidepressants make them impossible to take? We can help. At the Center for Integrative and Functional Health and Wellness, we offer transcranial magnetic stimulation, or TMS. TMS is a safe and effective, drug-free treatment option that can dramatically improve your quality of life. In fact, the majority of our clients experience a significant improvement in mood, with many achieving complete remission. TMS uses MRI technology to gently stimulate areas of the brain that are underactive in people suffering from depression. TMS is FDA approved for the treatment of depression and has also been shown to be effective in treating other mood disorders like OCD, PTSD, and anxiety. TMS therapy is covered by most insurance companies, including Medicare. If medications aren't working for you now, chances are they never will. Let us help. Call the Center for Integrative and Functional Health and Wellness at 630-980-1400 for an immediate consultation. That's 630-980-1400. Or visit us online at thecifhw.com.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Mind Over Matters. I'm your host, Dr. Amy Harris-Nguyen. You're listening to this week's show, Your Best Friend, Your Gut. If you've missed any of the show, you're in luck because this station does a great job of posting that link right away. You can also catch a replay link on our main website, thecifhw.com. Again, thecifhw.com. We put a link on our Facebook page as well. It's Facebook.com/thecifhw. Hey, I want to invite you to schedule an appointment. If you're looking for a second opinion or you want to schedule a new consultation, maybe you're dealing with chronic gut health issues or maybe another chronic condition, definitely give us a try. We are experts in those areas. You can call us directly at 630-980-1400. Again, 630-980-1400 to schedule a new patient consultation. I want to invite you to follow us on our social media pages, whether it's YouTube or Facebook or Instagram. We're trying to bring you really, really good, useful content. We'd appreciate it if you would like us, follow us, and share our social content. And then finally, I want to invite you to pick up a copy of my best-selling book, LifeWorks, an Integrative Approach to Health and Happiness. You can pick up a paperback version or a Kindle version on Amazon.com. 100% of all of those royalties go to support several nonprofits, including Wounded Warriors and National Alliance of Mentally Ill, NAMI, as well as the Chicago Food Depository and Meals on Wheels. So there are greater royalties from the paperback book. And for those of you who have purchased a copy and shared copies, I really, really appreciate it because that's really you taking care of those nonprofits. So thank you again. I appreciate that. All right, so let's dig in because that's the acronym for digestion, intestinal permeability, gut microbiome, immunity, inflammation, and of course, your nervous system. So we're talking about GI trouble. And according to Mo Perry, one of the best functional medicine researchers and authors, you know, there are several areas that we need to look at when we're dealing with gut health issues. In fact, according to the most recent information from the National Institute of Health, 60 to 70 million Americans have some type of digestive disorder, around 1 in 5 of us. That's a lot. That's 20% of the population, you know, due in large part, of course, to our lifestyles. But there are other complicating factors as well. You know, medications, common side effect of many medications, gut health issues, okay? Among the most common gut health issues are irritable bowel syndrome, or IBS, chronic constipation, which is now a very, very common side effect of a lot of meds, okay? Gastrointestinal reflux disease, or GERD, gallbladder problems, ulcers, diverticulitis, hemorrhoids, and inflammatory bowel disease, or IBD, such as Crohn's or ulcerative colitis. This doesn't even include other chronic conditions that often have digestive components, such as autoimmune diseases, migraines, and skin problems. Let me just tell you, functional medicine providers have known for decades now that it's our gut, also known as our second brain, our gut and our hormones that really rule our lives, And so many things emanate from your gut, So there are so many other digestive conditions that go undiagnosed and untreated every year. One look at this diverse list and it's clear why cookie-cutter approaches to gut health fall short. And that's what you get in a traditional or corporate medical model. Everybody gets the same prescription or prescription class or, surgery or procedure. But digestion involves and affects many different body parts and processes. Quote, two people with the same diagnosis may need completely different therapies, notes integrative nutritionist Liz Lipsky, PhD, author of Digestive Wellness. And two people with completely dissimilar diagnoses may benefit from the same therapy, she says. For instance, conditions as varied as IBS, migraine, and fibromyalgia may share an underlying cause of food intolerances. And three people with IBS may have different triggers, such as a small intestinal bacterial growth, also known as, SIBO, food sensitivities, or stress. Dr. Lipsky created the Dig In protocol with other functional medicine practitioners to help them address the unique causes of GI issues, not just treat their symptoms. And this is how it works, according to the physicians. First of all, you got to focus on digestion. Okay. You heard me at the intro, when we're talking about gut health, that extends from the rooter to the tutor, as, they sometimes say. But a big problem of digestion issues is inadequate chewing. So simple, inadequate chewing. Rushed eating, gastric acid insufficiency, enzyme insufficiency, lack of fiber, and poor hydration can all lead to poor digestive function. This is how many GI issues start. When you're on the run, you're eating between clients or meetings, or you're busy with the kids, or oh my gosh, you're out taking care of household or family stuff and you forget to eat and you grab something and now you're rushing through your meal. Well, inadequate chewing. Quote, most of us eat quickly without paying much attention, Dr. Lipsky says. Chewing is the beginning of the digestive process. The function of the teeth is to masticate the food so the rest of the digestive system doesn't have to work so hard to digest it. And honestly, you should be chewing your food till it's mushy and it kind of runs down your throat. I know it sounds kind of gross and like that would take forever, but 10 to 20 seconds chew your food at least, okay? Don't be in such a rush. When we rush eating, you should also know that on average, people eat about 30% more food. Crazy, right? So, saliva also contains enzymes that begin breaking food down. Rushing through this phase can create problems farther down the GI tract. Once food reaches the stomach, hydrochloric acid and digestive enzymes begin their work, breaking up large protein molecules. This allows them to become more easily dismantled by digestive enzymes in the small intestine. Hydrochloric acid helps protect us against parasites, viruses, and bacteria, while also facilitating absorption of minerals such as iron, calcium, copper, and magnesium. I will tell you, hydrochloric acid, obviously it helps us break down our food and protect us against parasites, viruses, bacteria. But, with that, when people have like acid reflux and they're given something to block the hydrochloric acid, that actually is harmful. Most people with acid reflux have too little hydrochloric acid in their gut or something else going on. And then when the doctor prescribes an acid, right, then that further exacerbates the problem. And those can lead to several significant health issues over the long term too. So if you're on some sort of acid reflux medication, definitely encourage you to talk to a functional medicine doctor about how to get off that, because our body needs adequate amount of hydrochloric acid to help protect us. Again, the author says low hydrochloric acid can hamper all of these digestive functions and lead to nutrient malabsorption. Signs of low stomach acid include frequent bouts of food poisoning, belching and burping, or a diagnosis of SIBO. Causes of low hydrochloric acid can include chronic stomach inflammation, bacterial infection, or acid-reducing medications such as proton pump inhibitors, as we've just talked about. So if you suspect you're low, try digestive bitters. They can be a safe tool to help stimulate the body's production of hydrochloric acid. Also, try digestive enzymes as well, good high quality. Acid-blocking drugs are among the most commonly used class of drugs in America, notes functional medicine doctor Mark Hyman on his podcast, The Doctor's Pharmacy, and this has drawbacks for digestion. When we come back from the short break, we're going to be talking more about digestion, but just to leave you with this, they changed, the proton pump inhibitors, they changed the pH in the stomach, so while you may not have heartburn, you could end up getting IBS, as one example, okay? Again, I said digestive enzymes are another critical factor in digestion. The most important enzymes are produced by the pancreas to break down fats, carbs, and proteins. And the small intestines generate enzymes, too, to process sucrose and lactose. So much going on in your gut. That's why it's been known now by functional medicine practitioners as your second brain, because it controls almost everything. Everything in your life. Stick around. We're going to be talking more about how you can dig in. You're listening to Mind Over Matters.
A complete solution for your joint pain is here and without surgery. The Center for Integrative and Functional Health and Wellness's clinically proven treatments repair and regenerate damage, restoring normal function, even walk out the same day. It's the only treatment center in Illinois offering a one-year guarantee for this procedure. Trust the thousands of patients who got their life back. Call us today or visit thecifhw.com.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Mind Over Matters. I'm your host, Dr. Amy Harris. New on, you're listening to this week's show titled Your Best Friend, Your Gut. If you've missed any of the show, you can check out a rebroadcast on this great station, or you can check us out online at thecifhw.com. Again, thecifhw.com. If you've got questions, comments, or ideas for a show, send me an email directly. That email address is health and wellness, all spelled out, health and wellness at thecifhw.com. And if you'd like to schedule an appointment as a new patient, get a second opinion or a consultation, maybe you're dealing with a gut health issue or another, stubborn chronic health issue, we are accepting new clients and patients. You can call the office directly at 630-980-1400. Again, 630-980-1400. All right, let's dig back in. As the acronym says, we're talking about digestion. And according to author and researcher Mo Perry, many people with GI issues suffer enzyme deficiencies, as I said, leaving them unable to digest certain foods. This often shows up in an intolerance of lactose, gluten, fructose, or sucrose. And when the gentleman John Minot in the article here, when he first went to Dr. Roundtree, he was already limiting processed foods and sweets, which was a good start. Dr. Roundtree urged him to make a few more changes, including cutting out gluten and dairy, two foods with the potential to provoke an inflammatory response from the immune system when the body can't assimilate proteins. And more people are experiencing gluten and dairy intolerances. They're both notoriously inflammatory. Quote, it's surprising how many people don't have enough enzymes to fully break down their food, Dr. Lipsky says. That's kind of an easy fix because people can take digestive enzymes supplementally. Multiple studies worldwide have reported improvements in IBS symptoms with multi-enzyme preparations. So if you suspect digestive enzyme deficiency, ask your functional medicine physician to do a screening. Insufficient dietary fiber is another common digestive hurdle. The soluble fiber in fruit, beans, and flaxseed helps keeps our intestinal pH in balance, and the insoluble fiber found in bran, vegetables, and whole grains helps keep us regular. So fiber is also crucial for feeding beneficial microbes in the gut. Most of us don't get nearly enough fiber, and according to the Mayo Clinic, women should aim to consume 21 or 25 grams of fiber each day. Men should shoot for about 30 or 38, okay? And the lower numbers are for older adults. We need less fiber as we age. But most Americans average only about 15 grams per day. So most Americans are deficient in fiber. When we talk about intestinal permeability, that's kind of when your gut lining has little tears in it, and then all kinds of toxins can leach out into your, you know, circulatory system, and many of those toxins can actually cross the blood-brain barrier, you know, brain fog, all kinds of things, cognitive difficulties, difficulties with memory, focus, concentration. So when we talk about intestinal permeability, it's a condition often called leaky gut, and that contributes to chronic GI issues. So the next stage in the dig-in approach is ensuring the integrity of the gut lining. The gut is lined with a thin layer of cells tasked with letting nutrients pass into the bloodstream while containing larger particles of food waste. The intestinal lining, just one cell thick, is all that's keeping the immune system from creating havoc in and around the gut. It's one of the leading causes of autoimmune conditions is leaky gut syndrome, in case you weren't aware of that. Okay, that's where working with a good functional medicine doctor like Dr. Eliza Bernis here, or Dr. Valerie Ripiger, or another really good functional medicine doctor becomes absolutely essential if you're dealing with a chronic condition. Meanwhile, modern life subjects our digestive tracts to an onslaught of offenses, including chronic stress, antibiotics, non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, processed foods, alcohol, and environmental toxins. And this can lead to gaps between the cells of the intestinal lining. Well, you know, it's like taking a razor blade and, you know, slicing tiny little tears in it. Okay, it's that bad. Quote, the bigger molecules are able to cross through the gut lining, Dr. Lipsky explains. Those may be food molecules that can set off food sensitivities, or they could be bacteria, fungi, parasites, pesticides, or herbicides. The bloodstream doesn't have a good way of dealing with any of that other than by creating an immune reaction. This reaction can spark irritation and inflammation well beyond the digestive system, leading to conditions as diverse as migraines, skin reactions, and joint pain. Within the digestive tract, symptoms of leaky gut might include bloating, gas, or cramps. Fortunately, the intestinal lining renews itself every few days. Unfortunately, Dr. Lipsky says, the body defers that repair and maintenance when we're under chronic stress. So the more you're engaging in chronic stress or that unhealthy lifestyle, your gut doesn't really have a chance to repair itself. So identifying and treating leaky gut can often relieve chronic gut discomfort, and it's not complicated. Frankly, you just need to work with a functional medicine doctor that, you know, is skilled in treating gut health issues. Most functional practitioners recommend the following 5R protocol. First, remove sources of gut lining irritation, such as processed foods, parasites, and chemicals. You will have to do some testing for that, and usually that testing is not covered by insurance, but it's worth every penny. Next, replace missing enzymes, hydrochloric acid, and bile salts with supplements and lifestyle changes. Then re-inoculate your gut with healthy microflora by consuming prebiotic and probiotic foods and supplements. Then repair the gut lining with antidotes like bone broth, collagen powder, and L-glutamine. Bone broth is amazing. It's one of the things we recommend all the time for our functional medicine patients that have gut health issues. And then rebalance by reducing stress and calming the nervous system with meditation, social connections, joyful pursuits, exercise, even sleep. To help Mano repair his leaky gut, Dr. Roundtree recommended he supplement with L-glutamine, a primary fuel source for cells in the intestinal lining, with zinc, a mineral shown to help restore intestinal integrity, and with curcumin, an anti-inflammatory compound found in turmeric. Okay, so that's intestinal permeability. Your gut lining is very thin, and it takes assault after assault, but if every day it's being assaulted, it can't repair itself. So see a really good functional medicine provider to work on these 5 R's. Remove replace, re-inoculate, repair, and rebalance. Then you've got to look at your gut microbiome, right? That's a very delicate balance. Research on the gut microbiome, that the trillions of microbes that occupy our digestive tract, has exploded in recent years. These studies have yielded several key insights that can help people get to the bottom of their digestive woes, Mo says. We now understand that our microbes play an enormous role in our physical and mental health. We also know that greater microbial diversity corresponds to greater health resilience. One of the things we do here on a regular basis when we're seeing mental health clients and patients, we're going to recommend that they also do some very targeted lab work with Dr. Bernis or Dr. Val here, because very often their mental health issues can be directly traced to issues within the gut, and that can be pretty easy and pretty quick to clean up, which then allows us to more successfully treat the mental health issue. So talking about more research on the gut, the same things that trigger leaky gut, processed foods, lack of fiber, chronic stress, antibiotics, poor sleep, and environmental chemicals are also doing a number on the diversity of the average American's gut microbiome. This in turn is depleting our health. This is one of the leading causes of chronic conditions in America today. Take Minot, for example. His consultation with Dr. Roundtree suggested an imbalanced microbiome was the likeliest culprit for his ongoing gut troubles. And among his risk factors, he'd been born by C-section, depriving him of a healthy dose of microbes from a vaginal birth. His parents favored antimicrobial cleaning products, further reducing his exposure to routine microflora as a kid. He suffered recurring respiratory infections in high school and was routinely treated with antibiotics, which killed the good bugs along with the bad. And he had gum disease, which is associated with a disrupted oral microbiome. So when we come back, we're going to be digging in further to get you healthier than a thoroughbred racing horse in its prime.
Do you or a loved one suffer from depression and medications just aren't working? Or the debilitating side effects associated with most antidepressants make them impossible to take? We can help. At the Center for Integrative and Functional Health and Wellness, we offer transcranial magnetic stimulation, or TMS. TMS is a safe and effective, drug-free treatment option that can dramatically improve your quality of life. In fact, the majority of our clients experience a significant improvement in mood, with many achieving complete remission. TMS uses MRI technology gently stimulate areas of the brain that are underactive in people suffering from depression. TMS is FDA approved for the treatment of depression and has also been shown to be effective in treating other mood disorders like OCD, PTSD, and anxiety. TMS therapy is covered by most insurance companies, including Medicare. If medications aren't working for you now, chances are they never will. Let us help. Call the Center for Integrative and Functional Health and Wellness at 630-980-1400 for an immediate consultation. That's 630-980-1400. Or visit us online at thecifhw.com.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Mind Over Matters. You're listening to this week's show titled Your Best Friend, Your Gut. So we're talking about your gut microbiome. That's all the trillions of microbes that occupy our digestive tract. And again, our digestive tract is from our mouth to our anal sphincter. That's from the rooter to the tutor. If you've missed any of the show, you can check out a rebroadcast on this great station, or you can check it out on our website. We always post a link. It's www.thecifhw.com. If you're interested in scheduling a consultation, maybe you've got a gut health issue or another chronic condition, give us a call. We are accepting new patients in person, video visits, as well as telehealth. We actually see clients from all over the country as well as some internationally. So call us directly, 630-980-1400, 630-980-1400, to schedule your consultation. All right, more about the gut microbiome. So the gold standard in gut testing is a stool test. And not all stool tests are created equally, and usually your traditional or corporate medicine trained doctor isn't going to suggest a stool test, so make sure you ask. But stool tests soon revealed Minot was indeed low in several beneficial bacterial species, including some of the common ones. These tend to be depleted in people with IBD, potentially contributing to both leaky gut and inflammatory immune responses. The author Mo Perry says there's no single model for perfect community of gut bacteria. Some people can have a presence or absence of certain bugs and feel perfectly well. But Minot's symptoms indicated that his microbial balance was out of whack. And when it comes to the microbiome, function is what counts. Quote, when it's functioning well, digestion works so well that we don't even notice it, Dr. Lipsky says. But when microbial balance is disrupted, issues like gas, bloating, eczema, psoriasis, arthritis, and headaches can rear their heads. Quote, imbalances in the microbiome have been associated with conditions including glaucoma, kidney disease, diabetes, cancers, and fatty liver. The microbiome is exquisitely sensitive to inputs, responding to food, medication, sleep, exercise, stress, often within 24 to 48 hours. While this means it's easily disrupted, it also means we have multiple opportunities to make choices that support our microbiome each day. These may include eating more fiber, consuming more fermented foods, working with a functional medicine provider to select helpful herbs or supplements, and incorporating a healthy routine or movement. Dr. Valerie Ripperger here, our naturopath, is phenomenal in providing helpful herbs and supplements. The author goes on to say, in Minot's case, Dr. Rountree recommended a multi-strain probiotic along with an herbal antimicrobial mouthwash to eliminate the harmful bacteria in his mouth. Because diets high in fat and sugar have been shown to promote dysbiosis in people with IBD, right? That's an imbalance of your gut microbiome. Dr. Rountree also recommended that Minot cut out refined carbs and minimize red meat. On top of these changes, Minot started making his own kombucha and getting his hands dirty in his garden. Both efforts brought him in contact with more healthy bacteria. And within 4 months of his initial visit to Rountree, he reported that he was feeling, quote, kick-ass, end quote, and experiencing far fewer symptoms just from supporting his microbiome. So he had been struggling with gut health issue for years, gone, you know, to all kinds of doctors, put on all kinds of heavy medications, and it really came down to cleaning up his gut, reestablishing a healthy gut microbiome. That completely affects your immunity and inflammation. So according to Mo Perry, though immunity and inflammation might seem irrelevant to gut healing, that's not the case. Roughly 70% of the immune system is found in the gut. This is partly why gut dysregulation can lead to system-wide issues with immune activation and inflammation, including autoimmunity, psoriasis, and allergies. You know, one of the things that, you know, we almost always do when we're working with clients with autoimmune conditions is we're going to do some very targeted, you know, gut testing, some targeted hormone testing, and usually those when you directly diagnose what's going on, it's usually pretty easy to treat. So, several immune system biomarkers can signal inflammation in the gut. Patients with IBD, for example, often show elevated levels of immunoglobulin A, which is associated with a simmering immune response. Other markers such as ferritin, albumin, and calprotectin can point to various issues with inflammation and autoimmunity. It's possible to have problematic inflammation at pretty much every point along the digestive tract, notes Dr. Lipsky, even for those without IBD. And what happens in the GI tract rarely stays there, because inflammation of the esophagus may lead to painful heartburn and then an elevated risk of esophageal cancer. Stomach inflammation can yield ulcers, while inflammation in the small intestine can show up as leaky gut, gas, bloating, diarrhea, constipation, and dun-dun-dun, autoimmunity. In the colon, inflammation can be related to IBD and diverticulitis. So what's behind all this inflammation in our gut? Mostly food, the standard American diet. Fried foods, sodas, other ultra-processed fare will do it, as well as any foods that we're allergic or sensitive to. Eating is the most potentially inflammatory thing we do in our lives because we eat a few pounds of food every day, and if it's not helpful food or that our bodies can use, we end up inflamed, Dr. Lipsky says. So that is something all of us have control over. Simmering infections, chronic stress, and environmental toxins can also trigger GI inflammation. Temporary elimination diets, probiotics and prebiotics, good quality sleep and relaxation, and regular exercise may all help reduce inflammation. And certain supplements may also be helpful, including L-glutamine, omega-3 fatty acids, and acetylglucosamine, and anti-inflammatory herbs and nutraceuticals. Minot had high levels of calprotectin, an inflammation marker strongly associated with IBD. As he supplemented his vitamin deficiencies, repaired his gut lining, and rebalanced his gut microbiome, he managed to dramatically reduce his gut inflammation and his calprotectin levels, Dr. Roundtree says. Okay, so immunity and inflammation, the biggest culprit is what we're eating and what we're drinking. And I know we talk about testing for food sensitivities. Please, please, please see a functional medicine doctor and do some very targeted food sensitivity tests. Don't rely on those crappy scratch tests. I mean, you know, we certainly, you know, can do that for you here, those scratch tests, but they're not very extensive and they're typically not very accurate. So if you've got gut health issues or any kind of suspected sensitivities, go see a doctor, get some very targeted food sensitivity testing done. Believe it or not, hair testing can test hundreds of different types of foods and functional herbs and those kind of things. It's very, very accurate because things stay in our hair a lot longer than they stay in our blood. Okay, and a scratch test might only test for 30 or 60 things, whereas other types of food sensitivity testing can, test for hundreds. I think the food sensitivity test we use here tests for almost 1,000 foods and functional supplements, okay? And not all foods will be healthy for you. Like, I'm sensitive to salmon, okay? That's a great food, but not for my body. So if you're dealing with any kind of autoimmune condition or gut health issue, you absolutely want to see a functional medicine doctor, and food sensitivity testing is a must. It is usually not covered by insurance, you know, that substandard scratch test is, but for something that's going to be highly accurate for you and comprehensive, that's not covered, but it's worth every penny. Okay, when we come back, we're going to be talking about the nervous system and how your brain and your gut is affected by, or I'm sorry, your brain and your nervous system is affected by your gut, because as I said, our gut is known as our second brain. So you have to understand what's what. I think it will help solve the mystery of why so many people are having cognitive disorders, why you may feel like you've got headaches a lot, or you've got brain fog. So stick around. You're listening to Mind Over Matters. I'm your host, Dr. Amy Harris-Newell.
A complete solution for your joint pain is here, and without surgery. The Center for Integrative and Functional Health and Wellness's clinically proven treatments repair and regenerate damage, restoring normal function, even walk out the same day. It's the only treatment center in Illinois offering a one-year guarantee for this procedure. Trust the thousands of patients who got their life back. Call us today or visit thecifhw.com.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Mind Over Matters. I'm your host, Dr. Amy Harris-Newon. I'm a double board certified integrative and interventional clinical psychologist with a postgraduate specialization in functional medicine. You're listening to this week's show titled Your Best Friend, Your Gut. If you've missed any of the show, you can check out a rebroadcast at this great station, or you can check out a link at our website. It's thecifhw.com. Again, thecifhw.com. If you're dealing with, you know, chronic gut health issues or any chronic condition, that is our sweet spot here at the Center for Integrative and Functional Health and Wellness in Bloomingdale. We do accept new patients for consultations, to see maybe you need a second opinion, maybe you want to see a really great set of functional medicine doctors. Give us a call, 630-980-1400, 630-980-1400. So getting back to gut health, you or someone you may love may be dealing with gut health issues. Only, you know, 1 out of 5 people actually present to their doctor for gut health issues. So many more millions of people are experiencing gut health issues. And even issues that don't seem to be related to gut health, that when you look at the underlying cause, may actually be related to gut health issues. Well, the truth is your gut controls your life, right? Our gut health and our hormones. It even controls your nervous system. So according to, you know, my favorite functional medicine researcher and author, Mo Perry, the brain is affected as well. The brain and the gut are connected by a long branching nerve called the vagus nerve. It's a key part of what's known as the gut-brain axis. And the vagus nerve is continuously sending information back and forth between the brain and the gut, Dr. Lipsky explains. So right there, we're talking about how your gut directly affects your brain by way of the super information highway called the vagus nerve. And again, if you've got leaky gut syndrome, if you've got those, you know, tiny little tears between, you know, the lining of your gut, all of those inflammatory agents are going to leak out into your bloodstream, and a lot of them can cross what's known as the blood-brain barrier and go straight up to your brain. Okay, so you've got the vagus nerve continuously sending information back and forth between the brain and the gut, and anything that's leaking outside of your gut has a risk of crossing that blood-brain barrier as well. Well, the parasympathetic nervous system, that's the system that helps us rest and digest, while the sympathetic nervous system activates our fight or flight response, which effectively shuts down during digestion. But to function properly, Dr. Lipsky says, the digestive system needs our fight or flight system to turn off and the relaxation response to take over. So the gut-brain connection helps explain why dysbiosis and GI inflammation often correspond to cognitive issues, she notes. When the digestive system is off, it sends messages to the brain saying, hey, I'm not okay. More than 90% of the mood-regulating neurotransmitter serotonin is made in the gut. So mood disorders such as bipolar disorder, anxiety, depression, ADHD, brain fog, those kind of things that may all have gut dysregulation as the root cause. So that's one of the reasons we're so good at being health and medical detectives here at the Center for Integrative and Functional Health and Wellness. You know, we treat, you know, physical health as well as mental health. And a big part of our successful treatment with our mental health patients is looking at what's going on in their hormones and what's going on in their gut. Because as I said, If the root cause of their mood disorder, for example, is emanating from their gut, that's usually a pretty easy fix. I don't want to say, well, a simple fix. It's not necessarily going to be something you do overnight, but oftentimes, if that's the root cause of your mood disorder, that's going to make it a lot easier for you to overcome that. You know, when we clean up your gut, a lot easier for you to overcome that depression or that anxiety or even work through that trauma, okay? So the gut-brain connection helps explain, again, why dysbiosis and GI inflammation often correspond to cognitive issues. Again, more than 90% of the mood-regulating neurotransmitter serotonin is made in the gut. Dr. Lipsky says, I've worked with patients who suffered from depression or anxiety, and when we do an elimination diet, all of a sudden, they feel completely different emotionally, Dr. Lipsky says. And I can tell you personally, when I get off the track of healthy eating and when I allow myself to eat more processed foods than I typically would, I can definitely notice my mood being down, being irritable, and sometimes I'll even get some anxiety symptoms. And it's that quick. So know that your foods absolutely affect your moods because they're affecting your gut and your brain, okay? But here's the good news. Activities that stimulate the vagus nerve and the parasympathetic nervous system can support your mood and gut. Things like meditation, singing, going for walks, dancing, and spending time laughing with friends, All of these things help regulate vagal tone so the gut brain can work, Dr. Lipsky explains. Simply pausing for a moment of silence and taking 3 deep breaths before a meal even can help relax and start the digestive process. Sometimes it takes 1 deep breath. Sometimes that's all it takes. So, again, more than 90% of the mood-regulating neurotransmitter serotonin is made in the gut. So if you're dealing with any kind of mental health issue, maybe it's bipolar, maybe it's depression, anxiety, ADHD, maybe it's brain fog, all of these can have the root cause in gut health issues. So, to wrap up the story of the vignette, 2.5 years after his first visit to Dr. Rountree, Minot competed in a triathlon, something that would have been unthinkable in his previous condition. He still takes a prescription medication for ulcerative colitis, as well as a regimen of supplements and probiotics, but these have helped him achieve a new baseline of healthy digestive function. From Dr. Rountree's perspective, medications for someone like Minot are sometimes necessary, but they're just the beginning of the solution, not the end. Again, medications aren't going to, quote unquote, cure your condition. They're meant to help manage the symptoms, okay? I mean, there are some medications that will reverse things. I stand corrected. You know, I think of probiotics, you know, antibiotics if you've got an acute infection. So I like to say there's a time and a place for all forms of healing. And in an acute situation, a medication can save your life. So this is why it's important to work with a good integrative and functional medicine practitioner that can know what intervention is best suited for what you're dealing with, okay? So sometimes medications are necessary. Dr. Rountree says, you know, that his client, Minot, no longer has to rush to the bathroom, and he doesn't have unhealthy stools. He's thriving. He'll likely, you know, have to be carefully, you know, aware of his digestive health, but now he has the agency and the tools to do so. And that's the beauty of what's called the dig-in model. It allows each person with GI issues to identify where to focus their healing efforts first while acknowledging not just for optimal digestion, but for overall health and well-being. Okay, acknowledging all aspects of gut health, they all work synergistically together. The doc says digestion is the river of life. If it breaks down, we're not going to feel well. If you're not feeling well, always start by looking at gut function first. So again, let's recap. This dig in starts with digestion, and digestion always starts with chewing. Then we want to talk about intestinal permeability. If you've got leaky gut, you know, the first thing you want to do is remove sources of inflammation. You want to replace, you know, missing enzymes and hydrochloric acid. You want to re-inoculate the gut with healthy microflora. You want to repair the gut lining with things such as bone broth or collagen. And then you want to rebalance the gut by reducing stress. That helps you reestablish what's known as a healthy gut microbiome. Again, your biome, that's the trillions of microbes that occupy a digestive tract. Because all of that relates to immunity and inflammation, and when you can reduce the inflammatory assault on your gut, you're likely to be able to reverse those health conditions. And remember, the N stands for nervous system. Anything going on in your gut is going to affect your brain by way of this super highway called the vagus nerve. And again, if you've got leaky gut, it can let toxins leak out into the bloodstream and they may cross over into the brain. So if you've got any kind of chronic health issues, gut issues, please give us a call, 630-980-1400. We are accepting new clients and patients. We see clients locally, nationally, as well as internationally. And we do in-person visits, video visits, as well as telehealth. I want to thank you for tuning into this week's show titled Your Best Friend, Your Gut. And again, I want to thank you for all of your support today and over the years. You're listening to Mind Over Matters. Thanks again.